The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Mr. vs. Mrs. LaGrasso vs. LaGrasso, right here exclusively on Vince Russo's The Brand. I am the Mrs. part. I am Noelle, Mrs. LaGrasso, and the Mr. part, Big Vito, Mr. LaGrasso, and we're here in the brand new LaGrasso Studios, the Big Vito Brand Studios. How are you today, buddy?
B-I-G-V from the L-O-G-Z is in the studios today.
Yes, this is the studio.
We are recording today. You know, it's not like my other studios, you know, on the hood and everything. But, you know, we over here, you know, living that Disney life. Great picture in the background. Got microphones. We got cameras.
Yeah, look at this. Professional microphones.
And we even got one for the other side, too.
Yeah, there's one over there, too. And we got lighting. And we got special. I can change the color of the lights in here. It's amazing. We've been building this studio for a long time. We got all new equipment. Everything is looking good, especially this guy right here. And do you know what today happens to be, my love?
Yes, the anniversary of the Big Vito brand appearing on the Russo brand.
Yes, it is 3 years since we started the Big Vito brand. And, you know, why don't you tell everybody that's like newer to our sitch here why you started the Big Vito brand? Because this is actually, you started this.
This is a project I started to rehabilitate my wife because she was having a very hard time getting herself back. When I mean back, I mean her brain back. And
After a stroke.
You know, I said, listen, I can't see you sitting like this no more. She was sitting like that for 6 months. I said, that's enough. Doctors weren't helping us, and I said, all right, let me use my own, you know, brain here to figure out
something. The doctor suggested to you, you got to do something to get her brain working, and you had to think of something yourself. Like, they didn't even, like, help you.
So we came up with this and said, all right, let's get your computer out. Let's open it. Let's start recording. I says, go to the computer and start learning again. So, and with the help of Vince Russo and the help of some people, we're sitting here today in Florida, in our studio, 3 years later, after we've been ridiculed because we didn't have a studio.
We did get ridiculed for not having a studio, but we had a small studio in our home in Pennsylvania, and then we didn't have a studio here, so we kind of just worked on the fly, and now we're here in our actual studio with a lot of cool sound equipment and everything, and I'm proud of us.
And proud of us, and then, you know, talk about having a great tenant for the summer. B-I-G-V and L-O-G and O-H-A-R-O, we're kicking it.
We are. Look at us. Like, we definitely look professional today. I wear my best, like, Nikki Bella outfit. Like, I wanted to look like...
Yeah, you did good. Hey, congratulations to the Bella Twins. They had, you know, a couple of boys.
Couple of boys. Tag team champs of the future. Is that a couple of boys?
So yeah, very good for them. Congratulations to them. You know, that's pretty big news anytime somebody is blessed with a child, so...
I asked Vito today as I was driving him to the gym in my golf cart. I said, I miss us having like a baby between us because, you know, we don't, right now, unfortunately, like, we can bring up bad things, but we don't have any pets right now. Don't want to talk about it. Don't tweet me. Don't say anything about it. I'm not talking about it. But, I was like, you know, we don't have any babies. And he told me, we have little Edie. A couple times a week, that's enough, our niece, little lady. And I'm like, we need more babies. We need a baby.
I need to go back to the club.
No, I don't think so. So little Edie was leading me into my segue. You lost.
What's fun?
To your sister last week. Everybody thinks that you gave Lily the COVID.
How can I give anybody the COVID if I'm negative, negative, negative?
Because they said you could have a false negative and everybody thinks you had a false negative.
I didn't have no false negatives. I've been positive my whole life.
Everybody thinks.
Who cares what everybody thinks? They ain't sitting here.
They're not sitting here, but we have a voting show and you lost. He lost again.
Plus, they don't, you know, they're not partying with the BIGV from the LOG.
I'm kind of getting used to the fact that, like, usually we look here, like, when we're doing our thing, and now we gotta look here. It's up there. Do we look weird, guys? You see how we kind of look,
weird? She looks weird, just tweet us, you know, it's all right.
If I look weird, tweet me. Don't want to look weird, guys. Don't want to look weird. Oh, so a couple of thank yous. Thank you to Eric Kent, who did this beautiful piece. Eric, I totally feel like I need a Beauty and the Beast one for my hallway. I'm feeling that I might need that. How about you? After you had that Beauty and the Beast dinner, didn't you, after looking at the tapestries, didn't you feel like we needed a Beauty and the Beast picture for the hallway?
Possibly.
Okay, Eric, I think I'm going to tap you up for the next one. And our friends at Rounded Designs are working on a Big Vito sign that's going to go right up there that looks like...
Don't you.
No, I wasn't going to. What's that called? What are those things called? Badges. Right. It looks like a Disney badge. So that's coming soon. He just sent me a proof of it. It's beautiful. Like, thank everybody that helped out the Big Vito brand and all the people that have helped us out so far. You lost. Next topic. You said you had a beautiful summer tan. I have a beautiful summer tan. Let's segue. Well, I love a good segue.
Before we go, I really do want to thank all the people out there who did help us for the last 3 years. You know, and you've had a positive effect on my wife's life, my life, and my family's life, because with all the people interacting with us and getting her to be on Twitter and be on Facebook and do her stuff again, she's able to be herself. So, you know, today is a big day for us. Thank you very much for helping us out. Thank you. You know, we appreciate it. You know, keep the votes coming in. Keep on subscribing. Keep on doing your thing, because it's not a money thing. It's a help thing. You know what I mean?
When we had to take a break, remember when my computer that I edited with, we had to take a break. Everybody remembers, everybody's trying to help us get it fixed and everything, so we couldn't find anybody to fix the problem. When I don't interact with you guys and I don't do the thing, my brain actually kind of goes back. It's a constant challenge to keep myself to the level where I'm able to function properly. You know, I lose words, I forget things, I forget what I'm doing, and you have to remind me a lot, which I thank you for. Vito has to remind me all the time of things because my brain is just, and I have some days that are good and some days that are bad, but this keeps my brain sharp. So I want to thank everybody interacting with me on Twitter, all the guys interacting with me on Twitter, all the ladies, Goldie, Shelly, all the girls that interact
Liz
with me.
And Chris, Liz, and Nisi, and South Philly,
everybody,
and Boxy.
Foxy, everybody, Chrissy, everybody that interacts with me and keeps my brain going. Thank you humbly. Thank you. Because I like being more of myself than being the shell of the self that I was. So this feels good. Feels good. We're feeling good. Good vibes today. Oh, wait. Knuckle me up. I bet you will.
Just like 3 o'clock in the morning with your bad, bad hip.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, while you were at the gym, my hip got bad again. I did a dumb thing.
Did
you? I did a bad thing. I regret the thing I did.
But on a positive note, on the WWE Network, we got to watch some Big Vito matches that my wife has never seen before.
Never seen, or I did when I was younger and I forgot that they're so good. Oh my God, I love when you do all
your... Let me tell you something, guys. When I go back and I watch myself and I'm watching them, saying, wow. I mean, I even have a frog splash finish in one of my matches that was pretty excellent. And it was supposed to be, if I remember, I think it was supposed to be an elbow, but he was out of position.
So he did a frog splash. Vito was marching around the house last night calling himself Eddie Guerrero at 2 in the morning.
Eddie ain't got shit on my frog splash.
I don't think people understand that our life is really like a couple of small children got together and had a sleepover, and that's pretty much what it's like being married to each other. It's always laughing and having a good time and doing silly stuff. And to credit to Vito, like when I first met Vito, he was like the toughest, scariest dude I ever met in my life. He was like so tough, but I thought it was sexy because like I have a thing for like all the Italian guys. But over the years, Vito has like seriously changed a lot. Like he's like Mr. Disney now. I mean, look, you're Wreck-It Ralph on the wall back there. Like you're definitely, like he's definitely 100% completely different from what he used to be. Tries things, he's really funny, and then people go, I can't believe you married Vito. And I'm like, you don't know him. When you know him, when you really know him, you're gonna be like, wow, you guys are the most
when
fun.
When you really
ever.
Know me, you want me to sleep over and talk to your moms.
No.
Yeah.
Can we get to the topic, please? We're about 10 minutes into the show, and we haven't even talked about the topic yet, and I have some business I have to handle with you as far as my birthday. So...
Do you even forget that?
No. I never forget that. I never forget birthdays. Trust me. I never forget birthdays. All right, guys. Here's the topic for this week. Everybody has a song. Everybody has a song that is their, like, childhood summer song. You're off school. You're out playing with kids. You're in the pool. You're going to the shore. You're going on your family vacation, except us. We never went on a summer family vacation.
You didn't tell me this, we did.
No. When I was a kid. We're talking about my kid. You and I have been on many summer vacations.
Right.
But when I was a kid, we never went on summer vacation.
That's because you're Amish, girl.
I'm not Amish.
Amish people don't go on vacation.
Amish people don't purple hair.
Right, but you're not living in the Amish lifestyle.
Oh my God, I've never been Amish. Amish are like Dutch German people, and I am not really. I'm many things, so I don't think I'm, you know, whatever. Anyway, everybody has a song. Everybody has a song that reminds them of summer when they're a child. And Vino and I are very, very big into music. If you know us, like, that's our thing. And we have a lot of the same favorite songs. But I thought a great debate would be your favorite childhood summer song. What song makes you think of summer? And it doesn't have to be, like, you're 5 years old. And it could be your teenage years. It can even be your early 20s. Whatever makes you think, God, I'm aging, that's all right. Whatever makes you think of summer. What is your go-to summer song? Big Vito, you lost last week to your own sister. You got trampled. Actually, no, it was a slim margin. But you gave Lily Fox the COVID. You're going to have to take her to dinner now because that was a stipulation.
I am not taking her to shit.
Well, that's next week's debate. Could you agree to it? So that's next week's debate. I'm going to try to have Lily Fox back on. And where are you going to take her for dinner? But right now, what is your go-to childhood summer song? Vito, you're first. Go ahead.
There's a bunch of them, you know. Because, like, you know, if we go to my, you know, my pimp days, every summer, you know, there was some young lady who come up to me and sing that song. Having my baby.
Can you be serious, please? Can you be serious for a moment? I feel like Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan. Can you please be serious?
I don't understand what the problem is.
Weasel, be serious. Tell them your summer song. Why is your tan darker in this room? What is that about? You're like a color changer. You know, remember those cars used to dip in color and they come out a different color? That's you. You just took a shower and now you're like red. Do you mean you're always going to be that color?
I was in the pool after the gym.
Okay, so you got wet. You're a color changer. Go ahead. Do your song. Your real song. Not this having my baby pull ankle bullshit you keep pushing on people that nobody likes.
I guess one of my favorite songs is when I was going to the show all the time and I would play Pretty Woman.
That's your summer song, Pretty Woman. I used to like that song. Remember the Pretty Woman movie with Julia Roberts? Loved that. Cool.
You know, I mean, there's that song which I play all the time. Chubb Rock Jones was another one, you know, and, that I really liked.
Which song are you going with? You going with Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman.
Okay. Now, that's your shore song. That was what, your 20s? Teens, 20s? 30s? 40s?
I never stopped playing, so.
Well, no, but it gives you that kind of kid feeling.
I just said throughout Pretty Woman.
Okay. For me, my choice is so super clear and so super easy, and I think I got this in the bag.
Vengeance.
I don't walk around listening to songs about you. I'm sorry. That's just not something that I do. No. I'm from Philly.
Oh, you're a dork.
No. I'm from Philly. So my favorite summer song of all time is Summertime by Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff. It gives me that barbecue, fresh summer, getting in the pool, getting them fresh sandals on, them fresh sneakers on, putting them jelly shoes on, going out, riding scooters with the kids. That's my fresh song. And that went all the way up until now because I just played it when you were at the gym.
But the thing is, you Amish girl, you're pushing buggies, you're making butter, you know what I mean, cabbage patties.
Because I live in Pennsylvania, that does not mean I'm Amish. Just like you're Italian, and that doesn't mean you're in The Sopranos or like.
I pretty much was.
Well, you're a walking stereotype. However, I am not. I am not a stereotype. I was never Amish. I was never any of those. I'm not Mennonite.
Okay, all right.
Just so we
get this straight, right, guys? Where do the Amish go on vacation? Where do they go to hide to get out of their Amish ways?
Florida.
Where's Noel Harlow? Florida.
Where's Vito LaGrasso? I seem to remember you trying to be Amish. I was at the meeting with you and Alvin from the Amish Mafia where you were trying to get in. Tell me you weren't. Tell me I was sitting there with Nick G and we were at dinner at Zia Maria's and you were trying to get in the Amish Mafia.
Yeah, because I wanted to beat the shit out of that one guy.
Merlin. Well, I missed that show. The one guy got arrested. What was the lead guy's name? Do you remember? We were with him, and I can't even remember his name now.
Doesn't matter. He's arrested.
But, yeah, he got arrested. That's right. But Alvin, you were trying to hustle Alvin into being the Amish Mafia. Alvin came down here to Florida.
To get away, just like you did and all the others.
But I'm not Amish. But you tried to get in the Amish Mafia, and you're going to say something to me, but you literally tried to join the Amish Mafia.
I did. I wanted to get on the show, and I wanted to kick the hell out of that Merlin. I wanted Merlin. I couldn't stand him. He was a fake tough guy. He was kung fu master. He was in jail. He was all of 95 pounds wet.
Remember his girlfriend was the big, really, really heavy girl? Guys, do you wish that show came back on? We religiously watched Amish Mafia. You, me, and Nick watched that show constantly. Constantly watch that show. We had marathons, remember? You know it's on Amazon Prime. If you guys missed it, go to Amazon Prime. By the way, if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to us on Twitch for free. But go to Amazon Prime and check it out, Amish Mafia. It's amazing. It was our favorite show. And then Vito did a wrestling angle in Lancaster County where he was fighting the Amish people and the Amish Mafia were involved. I wish we had videos of that because that was one of the best indie feuds I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm married to you. I'm not just saying that because I'm married to you. I'm saying that because it was good. Even I got involved and I was out of wrestling by then, and even I was involved. You were telling me to go home and make you a sandwich, remember?
Yeah.
I will never go home and make you a sandwich, by the way.
You just went home and made me a 7-course meal, son. Why do you think you're married?
I'm married because I'm hot. Yeah, I am. Which leads me to my next topic, Mr. LaGrasso, now that we have our summertime songs out of the way. Why are you stopping people from celebrating my birthday?
I'm not stopping anybody from celebrating. I'm still waiting I'm still waiting for gifts to come in for mine.
But your birthday was done in June. Now my birthday is August 15th. It's like in 2 weeks. And then I hear Vito says we can't get you any presents.
Who said that?
Everybody is saying it. And then Lily Fox said, Vito hasn't planned anything for your birthday yet. Your own sister. Your own sister says you haven't planned anything for my birthday. Then when I was watching the show back, you were literally cutting a promo on me, telling people, don't get her anything for her birthday, just send me a gift instead. I want to hear the reason why, because I threw you what you said was the best birthday you ever had, and now you're telling me that my birthday sucks, telling people not to get me anything, telling everybody, I can't even go to Disney World this year. Did you arrange that too? Like, what is your anti-birthday campaign on Mrs. LaGrasso? I need to know why. I thought we were boys. We just knuckled.
I'm gonna put this out, okay? I want everybody on the Russo brand to show the love to Noel Harlow. Go to our Amazon list and everyone please send her a gift. Please.
Do you mean that? Do it like Little Edie. Do it like Princess Gogo.
Please.
She goes like this.
Alright, so now that's been settled, okay? Everybody has a gift.
Are you sure this isn't Fugazi? Hmm? You sure this isn't fake that you're getting everybody get a gift and they're going to get
a sweater? What the hell is a Fugazi?
Fake, phony.
Fugazi.
You can say it either way.
These Amish people, they don't know.
I am not Amish. Just like you are not a Nick.
I am a Nick.
Your sister was on and said you're not. Don't make me call you.
She wasn't around back then. She ran away from Boone.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. She got pregnant 5 times.
She has one child.
Gave them away. She's like a, you know.
No, this never happened. Do not believe a word he says. This never happens. I will bring Larry on the show. I will bring him on the show. I will bring Larry. My favorite brother-in-law.
You know,
I wish I could say that. I have a lot of brother-in-law.
When people try to knock your empire and they sit where you sit, right? Great tan, great look, good, you know, in shape, you know, macking out.
Vito Joseph LaGrasso, one day in your life, one day, I hope that you tell the truth. Just one day.
I'm not macking out.
No, about your careers, your former careers. I would appreciate if you would tell the truth. When are you going to be honest and come clean about your life?
I am honest and clean, okay? It's just a lot of people want to knock me all the time. They don't want to be on the B-I-G and the L-O-G side, okay?
Oh, you have a beautiful studio.
A beautiful studio, right? And we have a beautiful house. A good thing. Okay. Hey, just to know, as a bonus, guys, right? We ordered. We said after we fixed the studio up, we have for Miss Noel, we have a backyard where we have a hammock. We have some astroturf. We have a veranda cover. It's going to be like a little Buddha garden out there.
It's like, it's a little gazebo top.
A gazebo top.
I'm excited.
So, as soon as like the rain, so I think the rain stops this week.
I don't know. I put the rug out there. That's what I did. The bad thing.
Okay. How's it look?
I haven't laid it out yet. I just put it out back, but that's dragging it out there is when I hurt myself, so I left it.
You
should
have left it. Mm-hmm.
I know. I should have left it, but I was trying to help you. I'd like to help you. I think you're really sexy and white, by the way. Look at us. That's our 5-second pose for those of you who screen capture.
How do you get such a good tan, Beatty?
Oh my god. You told us last week you use some type of lotion. You did a bad thing. Okay, Vito, so we got our songs.
We got our songs down.
We got the birthday thing down.
We got the birthday thing down.
Is there anything else that you want to discuss? Because a rival of yours did something, and I want to put it out there and let you address it while we're here on the Russo Gram.
Rival?
Your biggest rival.
Go ahead, shoot.
The Rock bought the XFL.
The Rock. I was just in the studios in Manhattan talking about buying the XFL. The Rock, what are you doing?
I'm going to tell you, I didn't see you in the studios in New York, but I did literally hear you go, and I quote, "Fuck it. I'll buy the XFL." You said that several weeks ago. And now The Rock bought it.
And The Rock bought it?
$15 million. That's a big loss.
That is like cheap one. You know, the thing is, like when you buy something like that, what are you buying? There's no office. There's no footage. There's no tapes. So what are you buying?
Well, I guess, I don't know.
That's something to look up, guy.
Is there still a contract with, like, Fox where they can still play? Like, how does this work? Are you just buying the name? Because even $15 million is a lot for just a name. How much do you think your name is worth?
If somebody wanted to make a movie and do stuff, probably a couple, six figures.
Okay, so I used to work in websites, right? You know this. I used to, like, help people set up websites, buy websites for people, things like that. It used to be my day job, right? So, you had a website, VitoLaGrasso.com, okay? So you had an ex that had this website. She had put it on a credit card or she had put it on something. And she obviously didn't renew it because they weren't together. We didn't know she didn't renew it. So one of these resale places bought your VitoLaGrasso.com name. So I thought, hey, I work in the web business. This is a few years ago. I'll buy Vito his name back. So I went in to go buy your name back. And do you know how much they wanted to charge me? Almost $2,000 for a $10 domain name, Vito Joseph LaGrasso. I mean, it was just Vito LaGrasso. But that's why we ended up with BigVito.com, because I was like, I'm not paying that much money for a name. That's how much your name is worth as far as a .com goes. Guys, look it up. there's something that we do in this business where there's a new app or there's something, you go in right away and you get your name. Like, there's a new app, Byte, that's out right now because they're threatening to shut down TikTok, which is the last thing we're going to talk about on here. And it's not going to be political, but Donald Trump is threatening to shut down TikTok, okay? So I went and I snagged your name right away, and I thought, I wonder how many people don't go into the apps and snag their name. And then you can, you know, barter. Like, do you think Vince McMahon went on this new app, this Byte app, and got WWE? Do you think that, you know, The Rock got The Rock real quick? I know they have departments that do that. Probably. But I do it for us, like, because that's my thing.
Guys, they probably have departments who do it.
I would think that they do.
So this way they can keep what's theirs. Like, Chris Jericho is always trademarking and buying. And it seems like the way to go because they want to make money on their name or what they come up with. So I would say, yeah, they probably have people doing it again.
I think Chris Jericho, by the way, is one of the smartest professional wrestlers there is out there because of the way he does do that. He trademarks his name. He has his hands in different entertainment. I think he's a genius. Plus, I think he's very, very entertaining. And I wasn't always a Jericho fan, but I find him very entertaining. Also, too, the Good Brothers do that, too. They're very smart with that. They go in and they get their copyright stuff. They're very, very, very smart. Their pay-per-view, by the way, I've heard great things about.
So did they charge money for this pay-per-view?
I don't know all the details of it yet, but I heard if it was $1 million, it was worth it. It was that good.
Imagine if the guys who are out of the business could put a pay-per-view together and they all chip in or they all get themselves something and go off the dividends of what they make.
Oh, that would be amazing. See, there's a good idea. You should talk about that on Getting Color, which is on the Big Vito brand, and you can see that on Twitch. Or you can listen to it on Apple, Anchor, Spotify, everywhere you listen to your podcast. Vito, I have saved the best for last.
Yeah.
President Donald J. Trump says that he is going to shut down TikTok, and you love TikTok. You're obsessed with it. How much TikTok do you think you watch a day? Hours. I would say hours.
Hours at night.
Hours at night. He sits at night and does nothing but watch TikTok. And he has TikTok videos, and one of your TikTok videos went semi-viral with over 50,000 views of you at Disney trying to pull the sword out of the stone with the Hercules song. So, Vito, what happens if they shut down TikTok? You have the floor.
I think that, like, you know, trying to take things that are not that important, but worldly things that are important, like health insurance, helping with a stimulus check, you know, helping people get by. People are locked into an income. They just took away the $600 for unemployment. And you're worried about TikTok? There's a lot more things to worry about, guys.
Cut a promo. Well, he thinks TikTok is tied in with China and he has this grudge against China. But you don't care about that. You care about entertainment. So I think this is almost like one of those you're mad because you ain't on a poster moments. And I would like to hear you cut a promo on the press team. I knew you wouldn't do that. No, I want to hear your promo about your love for TikTok.
TikTok is for entertainment. TikTok is there for you to enjoy. TikTok, you see all the goofiness that people have, all the fun things that I have. And there are some people who are very good lip syncers on TikTok and they do a good job. So taking that away, guys, you can't take away all our entertainment. Leave TikTok alone. I mean, besides, I says, Nia Jax is my favorite TikTok of all time. You know what I mean? So, but Nia has gone silent. She deleted her Twitter.
Obsessed.
All right? And she's supposedly rededicating herself because the BIGV from the LOG got on her for her callousness in wrestling business. And she really did legit delete her Twitter and get rid of TikTok.
And then the TikTok-related question. Why do you like when girls do things and they go, oh. And then they go, oh. Why do you like that?
Oh, that's sexy. when they do the cross-eyed thing, shows, yeah, they do that. I love that. It's sexy as hell.
You love cross eyes?
Oh,
is
yeah.
It because I used to have cross eyes?
No, honey, it just goes way before you.
Oh, you always like cross eyed bitches.
Yes.
You have a thing for cross eyed. Fat cross eyed bitches?
Any cross eyed bitches.
I feel better because I am a little cross eyed. Everybody goes, oh, you're so hot, you're a smoke show. I'm like a little cross eyed from my stroke. Is it bad still, like it used to be? Ah, it's horrible! You guys can't tell. I am a little cross-eyed. It kind of sucks. I see funny because of it. But the husband finds it sexy. So there.
So let's close the show.
Let's wrap it up. Thank you guys for the 3 years we've been doing the Big Vito brand. Let's put some plugs in there before you start doing your... put some plugs in. Big B, plug some shit.
Yo, check out the BIGB from LOG on the Russo brand, Getting Color, and you can get it all on the Big B brand. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're all over the nation. Check out my Nick career at Nick's.com.
Shut up, Nick's.com. I wonder how much Nick's.com is worth. Probably a lot. Guys, to vote for this week's best summer song, Big B, there's Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman. Roy Orbison version, right? There's another one.
Yeah,
okay, we have some version of Pretty Woman or DJ Jazzy Jeff of the Fresh Prince. Summertime is Noelle's choice. Go to Twitter, Magic, capital T, Spiller, and we will have you vote up. You will be able to vote for 5 days, and then we will decide a winner. I'm going to try to get Lily Fox to come on next week and discuss where you'll be taking us for dinner. It's your own sister. You can check that on social media at the Big Vito Brand, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you have social media. Also, podcasting, wherever you listen to podcasts, we're on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the big ones, we're there. So go and check that out. TheBigVitoBrand.com is where we have all of our merchandise. We never talk about our merchandise, but we do have some. We have shirts, we have LOG shirts, we have all kinds of cool stuff, cups, mugs. Guys, mugs. On the website, you can look at that there. And as always, please support the Big Vito brand. Head over to twitch.tv/BigVitoBrand. You'll be able to subscribe, watch, like, tidbits. We are going to start doing more lives on Twitch now that our studio is set up. You'll probably be able to see us in there pretty much daily in the afternoons. We will let you guys know when we're on. Thank you again to Vince Russo, to all of our friends at the Russo brand. We love you guys. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.